Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Cover Zero Podcast, the show where I cover the least in the best way possible. I'm your host, Jason Wells. Today is Wednesday, May 14th. We're another week closer to things actually happening in the NFL, and as I say that, as you're listening to this, hopefully on Wednesday, the NFL schedule does come out, but because this is, I recorded a day before, not really previewing that. Kind of get a preview it next week, but either way, I'm going to cover a few of the games that they've already talked about, but this episode is going to be the NFL Would You Rather episode. I'll get into more detail about that when I do get into it. Obviously, going to be NFL Weekly Update, touch on the latest news from around the league, but just another reminder, the Hall of Very Good, the nominees are out. Go to my Instagram bio, at cover_zero pod. Hit the link tree if you want to vote there. Lots of good nominees. That's going to be starting at the start of June. So yeah, go vote this episode. NFL Weekly Update, and then we're doing some NFL Would You Rather. It's going to be a good one. Let's get into the episode here. First note up in the NFL Weekly Update. Derek Carr is retiring. That lingering shoulder issue, he didn't want surgery, he was advised to get surgery, and then he's just, you know what, I'm calling it quits. 11-year career, 4-time Pro Bowler, and he finishes 22nd in both career passing yards and career passing touchdowns. Say what you want about Derek Carr, he had a good career. At one point, those early Raiders days when it was Carr, Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, it really looked like the Raiders were building something. And unfortunately, the Raiders organization just isn't a well-run organization, or at least wasn't, a decade ago. And here we are. I've always thought Derek Carr was, like, a pretty good quarterback. Obviously, the last few years have been, like, no, Derek Carr stinks. But overall, as, like, a whole career, Derek Carr had a good career. And I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Very Good nominee at some point. I mean, if guys like Andy Dalton and Ryan Fitzpatrick can get into the Hall of Very Good, why not Derek Carr? I don't know. Seems like he might have to wait a while for that, but I don't know. I'll remember Derek Carr as, again, a pretty good QB, had some wow moments, also had some, like, what the fuck, what are you doing moments. He seemed to always get injured in, like, the weirdest possible ways. I mean, even this current injury, the last play of his career, scrambling around, and then decides to, like, dive and try to get the first down, lands right on his shoulder, and then that was that, essentially. Yeah, Derek Carr, good career. I mean, in that 2014 draft, I'm trying to remember, so that was the Blake Bortles, Teddy Bridgewater, Derek Carr, Jimmy G, Johnny Manziel, I believe, too. That was that draft class, and I really liked Derek Carr. Derek Carr was someone who I'm like, ah, like, maybe the Dolphins can get him in, like, second round, maybe back end of the first, because I was not sold on Tannehill early. It's kind of proved correct with that one, but, yeah, Derek Carr, pretty good career, made a lot of money anyways. Sad that it has to end on, like, an injury note, but we can keep going here. Big trade, Jerry Jones promised that a big move was coming, whether before or after the draft, and he delivered. The Cowboys get George Pickens in a 2027 sixth round pick, and the Steelers get a 2026 third round pick and a 2027 fifth round pick. We'll start from the Cowboys' perspective. So obviously the draft came and went, and everyone was like, how didn't the Cowboys add any receiver? Well, seems like they had some sort of deal worked out with the Steelers to go get Pickens, and now you look at that offense, and I've already talked about how I like that that offensive line is, again, young, some unproven pieces, but if everything works out, that looks like a very young, solid offensive line. They have Dak Prescott, they have CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, obviously one of the best receivers. Dak Prescott, it is what it is. The run game is whatever. But now, again, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, who does basically all of the things that CeeDee Lamb, I mean, Lamb does everything well, but Pickens plays a completely different role than what CD does, and that is an incredible addition to have on this offense. Also throw in Jake Ferguson there. Like, the Cowboys offense actually, like, looks pretty good, run game aside, because I don't think that Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and Jaden Blue is really getting anyone's attention, at least at this point of the offseason. But I can go into this year anyways now saying with the Cowboys that I think that their passing attack could be lethal. Again, if everyone stays healthy, Dak, CD, that offensive line, if everyone stays intact, it should be good. Now, people are worried about, well, Pickens, he has his attitude issues. Obviously, we all saw what he did in Pittsburgh when he didn't get the ball. He'd complain, and he'd pout, and he'd stomp around, and he'd hit someone. And that shit's not going to fly in Dallas. And I think he knows that. I think he knows that CD, Dak, those are the alphas in the room, where in Pittsburgh these last few years, other than, like, they have the defensive leaders. On offense, they had no one to, like, really wrangle these guys in, and Pickens wanted the ball. And I mean, when you have bad QB play and you think that you're a top-end wide receiver, I'd get mad too. So, yeah, is he going to be sharing the load with CD? He is. But at the end of the day, I think that they complement each other so well. So I give Jerry Jones, and when I say I give Jerry Jones a lot of credit, I give Will McClay a ton of credit, the de facto GM. It's a good move for the Cowboys. Giving up a third-round pick for Pickens, it's a one-year deal, essentially. If Pickens does have a big season, he'll hit the open market, and the Cowboys will just recoup that third-round pick in 2020. The Cowboys will recoup that third-round pick in 2027 if he does get a big deal from whoever. I like it. Did I sprinkle maybe just a little bit on a Dak Prescott MVP? Because I think that the passing numbers could be there. Like, again, the stats could be there. I have no idea what the actual team and the defense, that's a whole other issue. But I think the Cowboys have a chance for this offense to be lethal. Now, on the Steelers' perspective, or actually just a little bit more on the Cowboys. The Steelers and Mike Tomlin specifically know when to get rid of receivers at the right time. I mean, we're talking about Mike Wallace, Martavis Bryant, Antonio Brown, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool. Like, it's a long, who's the guy who shot him? Santonio Holmes. Like, it's a long, long list. The only Steelers receiver that really left and continued to have, like, a really good career was Emmanuel Sanders. But we don't have to talk about Emmanuel Sanders because he's just great. All these other guys where it's like, yeah, when Mike Tomlin wants to move off these guys, it's usually for a reason. So the fact that he was so okay with getting rid of George Pickens, and again, they got a third-round pick. I think that's good value for Pickens and dealing with his antics and whatnot. Some teams in the NFL thought it was laughable through anonymous sources. Sure, whatever. But I don't know. I think the Cowboys did a good job. I think the Steelers did a good job because I was also confused with the Steelers offense where George Pickens, DK Metcalf, they play the same roles. So now you get rid of Pickens and it's like, okay, that's great. But now your offense, Rodgers still hasn't signed there. That's still, we don't know what's happening. And then DK Metcalf, a solid offensive line, young offensive line, I can say that. And then what? And then Caleb Johnson, like a rookie. I was actually listening to Colin Cowherd on the radio because he gets played on like the TSN 1200 stations during the afternoon. I didn't want to listen to the same 50 songs that all the radio stations end up playing. But I was listening to Colin Cowherd and he said something interesting, which I'm going to say now, where the Steelers are the only team that has lost their starting QB, left tackle, running back, and wide receiver all in one offseason. That's a lot of things to lose. And I think that the Steelers have done well to replace those pieces. I mean, DK for George Pickens, Caleb Johnson for Najee Harris, Troy Fatanu, who should have been their left tackle, but he got injured last year. Like, he's going to take that role. And obviously, we still don't know. It could be Rodgers, but right now it's Mason Rudolph, and that looks terrible. But I don't know. Steelers did good to get off of him early. I think the Cowboys, it's going to look like a really smart deal when their offense is really clicking. I have big expectations for this offense. Again, their run game, I have a, who's their new OC? either way, he was the Cardinals run game coordinator last year, and that Cardinals run game was very, very good. Now, there's no James Conner, there's no Trey Benson that the Cowboys have, but I think that this offense could be really good. I'm excited about it anyways, but we can move on. So, a few schedule notes that have been announced. I'm not going to do the ones that have been speculated yet. The opening night game is Eagles, as always. It's the defending Super Bowl champions, but it is against the Cowboys, who I just talked about. And again, now that they have Pickens, and I'm like, okay, that could be like a fun offensive game, but it's also enough with the Cowboys and putting them on primetime games. It seems like every other year they're playing on like the kickoff game or one of the big opening like week games. I don't get it. It's annoying, but that's one of the games, and the international games have been announced. The Chargers play in Brazil. Their opponent hasn't been announced, but cool Brazil game. The Vikings have back-to-back weeks in Europe. They play the Steelers in Dublin, and then the Browns in London. Should kick the shit out of both teams. Also sucks that, like, they're in Europe, and it's like, okay, like, they get to, like, rest and like the traveling. They won't be jet lagged for that second game, but also they still have to travel from Dublin to London. It's not that far, but still kind of annoying. The Broncos play the Jets in London. That's a whatever game. The Rams play the Jags in London. De facto Jags home game, I guess. Falcons play the Colts in Berlin. That's an awful game. Like, really, that's a terrible game. And then the Commanders play the Dolphins in Madrid. That should be a lot of fun. I expect, again, if things go well for the Dolphins, and I'm not that optimistic at this moment, but that should be a fun game going into, like, ramping up into the playoff hunt, but we'll see. So those are the international games, the opening game, whatever. I'll keep going here. Browns linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, JOK, he's on the PUP list. He's going to end up missing the entire 2025 season with that neck injury. Obviously, like a neck injury, that's a super scary thing to deal with, and I hope he comes back and he plays lights out because he is such a fun player for that Browns defense, and he's so important for that Browns defense. But there's a reason they drafted Carson Schwechinger in the second round this year. They hope that he can just take over from what JOK did, and then when JOK comes back, boom, they have a really good linebacker tandem. I have no idea, though, but I hope this isn't it. I hope this isn't it for him. Like, again, he was one of my favorite prospects when he did get drafted. Really, really fun linebacker. Other Browns note, they signed safety Rayshon Jenkins. It's a name, again, we're at the point of the when signing free agents, it's like, Rayshon Jenkins is a guy who's been in the league, he's been a starter for quite a while now, so Browns get some added help, added depth in that secondary anyways. The Panthers cut Jadeveon Clowney. Bit of a surprise, but also, like, not really. They paid DJ Wonnum last season. They just drafted Nick Scorton and Princely Umanmielen in the draft this year on day two. So Clowney, kind of an odd man out. I'm sure that he will find another team rather soon. I mean, he's always been an elite run defender during his peak. Still a very good run defender. Can still give you some pass rush juice a little bit, too. So he'll find a home soon, I'm sure. The Jags cut Gabe Davis after 1 year after signing a 3-year, $39 million deal. Basically, like, James Gladstone and Liam Coam just went into the Jags organization. It just basically undid everything that Trent Baalke did in a single offseason. Very funny to see. Again, Gabe Davis will get picked up. I don't think that he had a real defined role. And what he did with the Bills was just, okay, run a go route, catch that ball. He did that really well for Josh Allen. So, hey, maybe there's a bit of a reunion. I doubt that. The Bills wide receiver room's looking a little jammed right now, but we'll keep going. Linebacker Jalen Smith signs with the Raiders. If you don't know that name, Smith hasn't played football. Played in the NFL since 2023, where he last played for the Raiders. So he is back now. And again, if you don't know the name, he was supposed to be like a top 10, top 15 pick. But again, part of the reason why college players are sitting out these meaningless games at the end of the year is because of a guy like Jalen Smith, who just tore his knee up in the final game. Dropping the boards, and then, yeah, that injury has kind of been lingering for most of his career. He never lived up to what his true potential could have been. Nice to see him get back in the league, though. But yeah, right now that linebacking core for the Raiders, Jalen Smith and Devin White, would have been nice if you just kind of talked about, like, oh, what they were as prospects. But in the year 2025, that looks atrocious anyways. And final note here, Taylor Eldersma, Laurier QB, Canadian equivalent Heisman winner, signs a deal with the Packers after competing in their rookie camp. Big news, obviously, for Canadian football, but he is the first Canadian university quarterback to sign with an NFL team since 1987. Awesome. He was going to go to the Bills camp. I don't think he ever did. I think the Packers were just like, we're going to keep you. So now he's obviously battling for QB1 against Jordan Love. I think Eldersma can edge him out. Obviously, that's a joke. He won't even be battling backup Malik Willis. If anything, this is like practice squad QB3 is Sean Clifford. I think Sean Clifford stinks. He was a bad college QB. I don't know why he's in the NFL. It's the same thing of like why Tim Boyle stuck around in the NFL for so long. But Taylor Eldersma, I'm excited to see how his development goes. Obviously, big loss for the CFL, but yeah, big get for the Packers. I think he can develop into something nice. I guess we will see anyways. But yeah, let's get into these NFL Would You Rathers. Okay, so NFL Would You Rather time. So how I wanted to do this anyways, because I was looking for things to do for an episode, and I was like, okay, some NFL Would You Rathers are nice, but I also can't come up with the Would You Rathers, because obviously I have a bias if I'm doing a Would You Rather, and I tried to find some online or on Instagram or Twitter or wherever, and couldn't find anyone, or they were outdated. But luckily, there's a tool called ChatGPT that is out there, and I don't like AI. That's a whole separate conversation, but I did ask ChatGPT to give me some NFL Would You Rathers, use current players, some historic players, have it not even be like on-field related. It can be off-field, think people you want to hang out with. So I just put my prompt in. They just gave me 15. This is the first time I'm going to be seeing these Would You Rather, so I'm just going to answer them off the cuff here. So let's get into it. First, would you rather? Would you rather catch a game-winning touchdown pass from Tom Brady in the Super Bowl or intercept Peyton Manning in the final seconds to seal a championship? So, I don't know. That is a tough one. I think that I would rather intercept Peyton Manning, and honestly, whoever the QB is doesn't matter. It's catch a game-winning Super Bowl touchdown catch or get a game-sealing interception to win the Super Bowl. I'd rather have the interception. I think that stopping the offense from trying to score, like I think having a big defensive play stands out just a little bit more than like scoring a game-winning touchdown pass. That just might be me. So I'll take the game-sealing interception over Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. Would you rather be coached for a season by Bill Belichick or Mike Tomlin, but you have to mic up for every meeting? God, having a live mic on me and like in meetings with Tomlin and Belichick, this would be current Belichick too with his nut job of a girlfriend. Honestly, I take Bill just because I know in those meetings with Bill, Jordan would also be there. Plus, Bill's the GOAT, and again, like, football acumen-wise, like, Tomlin would give some crazy quotes, he has some crazy sayings, but I'll go with Bill Belichick. That's not that crazy of a thing. Would you rather be the fastest wide receiver in the league, or have hands so reliable you're nicknamed Glue, like Larry Fitzgerald? Well, I'm just going to toot my own horn a little bit here. I already have really good hands. In men's B2 division flag football, I probably have the surest hands out of anyone in our division anyways. No, I having elite speed, it's like, even then, like, if it's not on the football field, just being that fucking fast is awesome. I would love to be fast. I've never been fast in my entire life. I've always had good hands. Being fast, that would be something cool. So yeah, I will take Tyreek's speed over Larry Fitzgerald's hands. Question number four, would you rather block Reggie White in his prime for four quarters or try to tackle Derrick Henry in the open field 10 times? Neither is the answer, obviously. I think I'd rather try to tackle Derrick Henry in the open field 10 times. Obviously, he would pancake me, put me into the ground 10 separate times. But going against Reggie White for four quarters, that man would abuse me way more. I know Derrick Henry, it's 10 times. He's going to run me over, it is what it is. Reggie White would kick my ass every single time, whether that just be bull rushing me and picking me up and throwing me 15 feet in the air, doing his classic hump move where he just whacks you with his arm. And, like, Derrick Henry would run you over. I know what to expect from that. I've been run over in rugby before. Like, it's happened. Obviously, Derrick Henry, way stronger than anyone I've ever played against in rugby. But that's only 10 times. Reggie White would abuse me for 30 minutes. An hour split at halftime on defense, whatever. He would kill me. He would murder me. So, yeah, I'll try to tackle Derrick Henry 10 times, I guess, because I don't want to deal with Reggie White for a full game of football. Next question here. Would you rather have the arm talent of Pat Mahomes or the football IQ of Joe Montana, but you can't improve the other skill? Well, that's kind of a dumb question. Because if you have all the arm talent in the world, but you can't diagnose what's happening on a football field, then you're not an NFL quarterback. You won't even be a CFL quarterback. Yeah, you can throw a football a million miles. Hey, you can come play in the B2 division of the NC flag. Come play for the Browns. But, yeah. But then on the inverse, if I have Joe Montana's football IQ, where I could diagnose and read anything, my shoulders absolutely suck. So if we're saying that, like, I have, like, my own body, like, I can't throw a ball. Like, I can throw a ball 30 yards, like, maybe. So, doesn't matter if I can read everything and diagnose. I'm not going to be able to make the plays anyway. So, I guess I'd rather have Pat Mahomes' arm strength, because, yeah, it would be cool to just pick up a football and throw it 70 yards, no problem. So, I'll take that. Would you rather be the kicker who nails a 65-yard game winner in the Super Bowl, or the punter who pins every kick inside the five all postseason? Okay, so obviously the answer is being the kicker. Kicking a 65-yard field goal to win the Super Bowl, that's literally what dreams are made of. That's incredible. However, the punting thing intrigues me, because that's all postseason. So that you can say wild card, divisional, championship game, and then the Super Bowl. So four games there where every punt you have, it's landing inside the five. And we can be unrealistic here, where it's like, oh, if we're punting like inside our own 10, no matter what, that ball's going inside the five. Which would absolutely flip field position, but only one of these gives me the option of winning a Super Bowl, and that's the 65-yarder to actually win the Super Bowl, so I will go with that. Next, would you rather here, would you rather tailgate for life with Rob Gronkowski, or spend every Sunday morning breaking down film with Tony Romo? This is the easiest one ever. Tony Romo annoys me. I think, yeah, going to his place or whatever every Sunday and chatting film with him, like, I think that would be, like, really, really cool. But having, oh, here, this is, hey, Cameron, you are live to tape on the Cover Zero podcast right now. How's it going?
Oh, hi, how's it going?
Okay, what's up?
Baseball tonight.
Yeah.
Am I in for sure?
Because I'm recording, and this is, I'm also just going to leave all this in. Oh, he's already locked. Okay, no. Yeah, apparently we don't need you. The spare that we have apparently sucks, but he's locked in, so, yeah. Sorry.
Don't worry. No. I just needed to know before I busted my ass getting everything lined up.
Yeah, okay. You're in no rush then now.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Okay. Nice little chat from Cam. I got my own baseball coming up soon. I got to actually leave soon, but we'll continue with these would you rather. So yeah, we're talking about the Tony Romo. It would be cool to break down film with Tony Romo, but Tony Romo honestly kind of annoys me, where if I just get to party for life, tailgate for life with Rob Gronkowski, so whatever NFL event, NFL game that I go to, Rob Gronkowski is hanging out with me, that sounds like an absolute blast. That man is an animal. That man brings life to the party. That sounds like a lot of fun, obviously. Bringing down film with Tony would be cool, but partying with Gronk for the rest of my life sounds pretty good too. Next one, would you rather own the Super Bowl ring of your favorite team or have dinner with your all-time favorite player? I like memorabilia, but like, I think experiences have like so much more where, I mean, I guess the Dolphins ring would also be the undefeated season and there's a little bit more like history behind that, so that would be really cool, but I don't know. Because who is my all-time favorite player? I guess my all-time favorite player is Cameron Wake. Cameron Wake deserves a spot somewhere up on the wall. I just realized that that's a glaring omission anyways. But yeah, I would love to sit down and have dinner with Cameron Wake for an hour, 2 hours, pick his brain, talk football. Like, the Super Bowl ring would obviously be cool, but like, getting to meet my favorite player ever, have dinner with him, chat about the game, I mean, talk about his CFL experience, doing the CFL, jump to the NFL, and then he was so dominant, like, he was such a good player. Yeah, I would love to have dinner with Cameron Wake. Next one up here, would you rather return a punt 90 yards for a touchdown in the snow like Devin Hester, or stiff-arm someone into the dirt like Marshawn Lynch? So, again, obviously, different contexts here, but I have stiff-armed people into the dirt. It's a great feeling, but I know that feeling already. Looking at me, you might guess that I have never ran back a 90-yard anything in my life. I've broke off some long runs in rugby and football here and there, but a 90-yard punt return in the snow, that sounds unbelievable, so I would absolutely love to do that. Number 10 here, would you rather play an NFL season with the 2000s? Would you rather play an NFL season with 2000s Ray Lewis as your linebacker or 1980s Lawrence Taylor? Well, So if this is like we're saying this is like a current season anyways, and like, oh, coming up for the 2025 season, I can have prime Lawrence Taylor or prime Ray Lewis. I think Lawrence Taylor is the better football player overall. All time, you can disagree with that, agree with that, whatever. However, Lawrence Taylor, not a good person. Well, I mean, Ray Lewis also might have murdered someone, so neither of them are really great people. So call that a wash, maybe. I don't think that Lawrence Taylor would pass any kind of drug test in today's NFL. So by default, I will go with Ray Lewis in this one. Linebacker is kind of like a lost art in the modern day of the NFL, so having a throwback linebacker like Ray Lewis who can also cover walls, so just killing you. Lawrence Taylor is obviously Lawrence Taylor, but I don't think Lawrence Taylor passes drug tests, so I'll go with Ray Lewis here. Would you rather be on the receiving end of a Brett Favre fastball or try to sack Ben Roethlisberger with a sprained ankle? Do I have a sprained ankle, or does Ben Roethlisberger have a sprained ankle? I think Ben Roethlisberger has a sprained ankle. Honestly, neither of these. Both are bad. Actually, I mean, I guess I'd rather sack Ben Roethlisberger because I would get to hit a not very nice person. Brett Favre, I would drop his fastball because I'm not giving him those extra yards. Fuck him. Yeah, I guess I would hit Ben Roethlisberger. Wouldn't go well for me, probably. But yeah, I'd try to tackle that fuck. Next one here. Would you rather be a beloved fan favorite who never wins a ring, i.e. Dan Marino, or a forgotten role player with 3 Super Bowl rings? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Because it's basically saying, would you rather be, like, beloved by a franchise, you're their, like, the franchise goat or whatever, but you don't win anything, and you'd probably be a Hall of Famer, or would you rather just be, like, yeah, solid role player, like someone like Kyle Van Noy? It's like, would you rather have Kyle Van Noy's career or Dan Marino's? And, like, the answer should be Dan Marino, but it is harder. Because, like, winning 3 Super Bowls is such an achievement, and no one can ever take that away from you. Where, obviously, Dan Marino, Hall of Fame, but it's not saying that I would be in the Hall of Fame. It would just say that I would never win a Super Bowl, and I would be beloved by a franchise. So I'll go with the 3 Super Bowls. That might be crazy. Yeah, I'll go with three Super Bowls here. All right, three more here. Would you rather have your Madden? Would you rather have your Madden stats be 99 in speed but 40 in awareness, or 99 in awareness but 40 in agility? Personally, awareness means fuck all in Madden. Like, truly, it does. Especially when you're running back or wide receiver. Just, like, whatever. Give me that 99 speed all day. I can't imagine if, again, if you have 99 awareness but 40 agility, it's, like, unless you're an offensive line, like, who cares? And even then, 40 agility for an offensive lineman would be absolutely terrible. Like, I probably have 40 agility in Madden terms. I'd love if there would be an actual way to, like, contextualize that. That would be a lot of fun. But, yeah, I'd say I'd have, like, 40 agility in Madden, 40 agility, 45 speed, 62 strength. Yeah, my stamina is decent. Toughness is high. yeah, we can move on. Would you rather go 0-16 your rookie season but win MVP in your second year, or win Rookie of the Year but never and make the playoffs but never make the playoffs again? I'd obviously rather go 0-16. So. And I'm assuming I'm a quarterback in this too. So yeah, being a quarterback who wins Rookie of the Year and then never makes the playoffs, that doesn't sound like a good career. Where going 0-16 your rookie season absolutely stinks, but then I win MVP the next year. And going 0-16 means we also had the first overall pick. So I'm assuming we're building up for a dynasty. We're going on a Super Bowl run. So yeah, I'll take that MVP in my second year with the god-awful first season over the win the Rookie of the Year and then just have a mundane career for the rest of it. That one's rather easy. Ooh, this is a good one to end on. Would you rather be stuck in a 24-hour road trip with Aaron Rodgers talking conspiracy theories, or do a 30-day silent retreat with Bill Belichick? Yeah, trap me in a car with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't, like, 30-day silent retreat. It doesn't even matter if Bill Belichick is there. It's just basically not talking for 30 days or hang out with Aaron Rodgers for 24 hours. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. That car ride would be absolutely awful. Conspiracy theories, though, also wild, but it would at least be, like, an interesting topic of conversation. Like, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I'm sure Rodgers has a ton of opinions on them, so I could probably deal with that for 20 hours. But, yeah, I'm not talking for a month. I'm not talking for a month. So, yeah, those were the would-you-rathers. I'm going to ask for five more, just because why not? Would you rather have Deion Sanders' swagger or J.J. Watt's work ethic, knowing you'll play the same number of NFL seasons either way? I'll take the work ethic, because that means, like, I can get better, where if I have Deion Sanders' swagger, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm, like, a good NFL player, so give me the work ethic any day of the week. Would you rather win a Super Bowl but fumble on the final play, your team still wins, or lose a Super Bowl but break a record that makes you a legend? Well, the fumble doesn't matter. Like, that could be like, oh, I'm the QB, I'm taking a knee, I fumble, oh no, doesn't matter, we win the game anyways. Where losing the Super Bowl but breaking a record and becoming a legend? I don't know, and I don't know what record, like, rushing for 300 yards in the Super Bowl is, I would say you have to beat, like, a single season, like, game record, so whether that be passing yards, rushing yards, sacks in a game. Honestly, I'll take the record. I've been taking a lot of, like, oh, no, I'll take the Super Bowl. But no, I'll take the record, because I don't think that the other one really matters. And, yeah, having a NFL record that, and especially a Super Bowl record, too, that would make you a legend, that sounds super cool. Would you rather have to play every home game in Buffalo in January or every away game in Las Vegas in August? Well, I'd rather play every away game in Las Vegas in August because it's a dome. It's an indoor stadium. They have AC. Obviously, the outside Vegas, it would be cooking me. I'd be dying. But inside the stadium, I would be fine. I'd be nice and comfortable. So that is quite an easy answer. Two more here. Would you rather be the star of the NFL combine and go undrafted, or go in the first round but become a backup your entire career? Um, See, this is the thing with ChatGPT. That's a bad question. That's a bad would you rather, because if you're the star of the NFL Combine, like if your RAS scores are unbelievable, like you're jumping out the gym, you get drafted. Like, there are bad players who get drafted just because they ran 4.3s, 4.2s, and had really good workouts. You would not go undrafted if you were, like, the best performer at the Combine. So, bad question. The other one is also, like, whatever. So, yeah, not going to answer that one. Would you rather be the face of a historic franchise like the Cowboys or build a legacy as the GOAT of a team with no Super Bowl wins? I'd rather do the latter. I would rather much rather go into a bad franchise with no real history and be the guy that changes that. Like, I always love when guys say, when they talk about, like, the Browns specifically, of when they draft QBs, and, like, I think Baker said it, but they got rid of Baker, where he's like, no, I want to change this. I want to be the difference maker. No more names on the back of that jersey. It stops with me. I like that, and I think being the guy that can change a franchise is awesome, is crazy. But those are the NFL would you rathers. I enjoy that. That was fun. I guess one last note before I end it here. I finally had to do my fantasy football punishment. If you don't know what the punishment was, I had to drive to Sudbury to take a picture with the Big Nickel. And some people much more like, what are you talking about? Well, Sudbury, big mining town, and they got a Big Nickel, like a literal giant nickel. And I had to go take a picture of it. You might be wondering, it's like, why was that the punishment? Because I thought it was hilarious. Because, yes, I picked that punishment. I'm the commissioner of this league. I lost my own league. And I thought it was such a funny punishment. If you're from Ontario, you might know, like, the Big Apple that's off the 401. Literally just a giant apple on the side of the road. And that's what I was going to do. It's like, go take a picture with the Big Apple. But we have enough people who, like, make weekend trips to Toronto where I'm like, that's too easy. No one goes up north to Sudbury, except for Cameron, who has a cottage up there. But, yeah, so I did that, and honestly, it wasn't too bad. Left 5 in the morning, got there just before 10:30, took my picture, got a nice souvenir from the gift shop, went to Value Village, got this nice vintage Jays hat, so that was good, got a couple other shirts, got this Rainforest Cafe shirt too. Honestly, wasn't too bad. I think I'm going to see Pat tonight, who ended up doing our challenge from last year, which was break the NFL rushing yards record. You can eat hot dogs. So I think he ended up running like 10 kilometers, eating 7 hot dogs, and he felt like he was going to vomit. I didn't feel like I was going to vomit that entire day, so I think that's a win. Obviously, I wasted my Saturday, but not bad. Never going to go up to Sudbury ever again, but that'll do it for this episode. Again, go vote for the Cover Zero Hall of Very Good nominees. Link is in my Instagram bio. But as always, again, if you have liked this, please like, share, retweet, subscribe, tell your friends, all that fun stuff. And until next time, peace.